All right, so what's the current state of development on Pro Wrestling X?
Very, very small. Right now, what we've been working on is we've got State of the Game that we launched on Steam, which is simply a very core basic gameplay, right? You got your strike, you got your grapple, do a move, return to aisle, move around the ring, right? We wanted to perfect that. And the initial plan was, let's release the game on Steam and then update it very, very regularly. We did a couple of small updates just to test the pipeline because we're new to Steam and still had to learn the process, right? Got the update stuff rolling, and then, you know, for better or for worse, we are a small indie team working part-time. Most of the guys have other day jobs, and unfortunately, programming side of things got really, really busy with day job and real life, and it left us with very little time and resources to put into programming to update. Now, hopefully, some things have changed recently and improved to fix that, so the state of the game going forward is going to be almost 0% focus on menu systems, HUDs, and overlays and stuff like that, and 100% on the gameplay of the two characters in the ring. The very next thing we want to start improving and adding in the game is better grappling mechanics, obviously less glitchy stuff, better rope collision, and on to ground submissions, ground strikes, turnbuckle, flying strikes, stuff like that. So that's the very next state of the game is vastly improved core gameplay.
So you mentioned earlier that, you know, you guys all have you know, day jobs and things like that. What? How do you guys get together and work? How many hours a week do you think you work on the project? What do you do during the day? How does it all work in? I mean, you're a husband, you're a father. I mean, how do you fit the time to get all this stuff done?
Well, I personally am very lucky now. My daughter is in middle school, heading off to high school. So my days of typing newsletters with one hand while holding a baby in the other arm are over. So things get done a little bit faster for me. I've got all day to put into this. So I'm very lucky. The other guys on the team, I can't say necessarily where they work, but other guys on the team work for some of the biggest gaming companies in the world, which means during crunch time, they can be very busy as well. So generally what we do is at least once a week, we like to all try to come together and work together online on Skype because we're spread out across the continent from Michigan to Vancouver. So the best we can do is come together and work together online. We try to make it that a habit, and we try to make things like we broadcast live to anyone who wants to watch us work. Every Tuesday we do our Twitch broadcast so people can actually watch the crew work and ask questions while we do it. And we try to do it that way. And then it's just back and forth. You know, we constantly try to discuss what the next milestone should be, who needs to get what done, what animations does the programmer need, you know, what design documents do people need in place. And we try to iterate baby steps like that as we go. And generally, you know, depending on, you know, what everybody's day job situation is like, you know, we can get anywhere in from 1 hour a week, unfortunately, some bad weeks to crazy 10-hour days. So, you know, which I know 10-hour days aren't crazy for some people, but for us, they can be. So that's generally been the workflow because Pro Wrestling X, we're very happy with how it's performing, don't get me wrong, but it's not making enough money to put four, you know, people to work full time to pay for living expenses, living in places like Vancouver, right? Mm-hmm. In order for that to happen, Steam's going to have to feature us on the front page one day, I think. But I think we're a long ways from there yet. We got to make this game bigger and more fun.
All right, what do you think is the biggest mistake you've made on this project?
Well, biggest mistake is I came into it with no experience, for one. So I made a lot of just newbie mistakes, not realizing how much time and energy this would take to get done or how intricate a wrestling game is. But I would say if there is a big, dumb mistake that I tend to repeat, it's that I often get way too excited about individuals joining the crew without properly vetting them and checking little things like, you know, references and things like that. And things don't always work out. We've had a series of good and then sometimes bad experiences with different contractors we've worked with that have left us hanging. Sometimes it's been my fault, and oftentimes it's not been my fault. But the biggest mistakes made is usually in the human resources end of things. I think we're getting better at that. The opposite of worst mistake is like best decision. And I think the best decisions that we've ever made is hiring people and this seems like a no-brainer, is hiring people who are absolutely fanatic nerds about not just wrestling, but wrestling games. When you're making a wrestling game, you can be the world's greatest first-person shooter programmer in the world. I'll tell you right now, it doesn't matter. You have to be a wrestling nerd. You have to be able to sit down with us and talk about the difference between Fire Pro and Hacky Games and things like that and how stuff work. And that's what I'm learning, is the only way to make a wrestling game is to make it with people who love wrestling games. Sounds like something I should have learned pretty quickly, but it took a while.
In a perfect world, what do you see the next couple of months getting accomplished in terms of this game?
In a perfect world, this game would reach the final 1.0 version that we promised on our Kickstarter, with all the animations and game mechanics and features that we promised in that. That's ambitious, but you know, if the right people do in fact jump on board here shortly and we roll along smoothly, that's the way I'd like to see it, is to finally honoring and completing those Kickstarter deliverables.
There are a lot of haters online, especially towards this project. You guys have had a lot of successes over the years, but it's been a long, tough decade, so to speak. So if you could say anything to those haters without, a bleep, what do you think you'd say?
If I was them, I would be them. If I was looking at this project from the outside and not paying close attention, not reading the newsletters, just seeing the very basic information, I would hate Pro Wrestling X and I would hate my own guts, because I totally understand that this project has had so many false starts and made so many, dumb little mistakes that it looks like you could make a pretty strong case for it. This is vaporware. This is a scam. They just take people's money. I totally get that. That's what it does look like on the surface. And all I would do is say, man, if you hate the project that much, you must care about it in some way. You got to care about things to hate them, right? And if you hate them that much, man, just come and hang out Tuesday night on Twitch and watch us work and see what we're actually trying to get done. And ask us any question. We will answer it. If you've got even the most, haterish, trollish question, you're going to get an answer from us, probably, an honest one. We've never shied away. I personally have never shied away from talking about my mistakes. But you know what, man? The only time you make mistakes is when you're trying to do something. And the bigger thing you're trying to do, the bigger mistakes you're going to make. The lesson learned in Pro Wrestling X and what people ironically seem to get offended by is it's taken so long. No, it hasn't taken so long. We could have quit 8 years ago, 6 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago. We could have quit multiple times. We've never made a mistake that we haven't recovered from, learned from, and moved on from. So, you can hate on us for all the right reasons, but, play fair and realize that, we are actually real people on the other end of this thing. We are not some evil company trying to take people's money and not giving them anything in return. And we are probably one of the most accessible indie developers or developers, period. If you have a question, if you hate us for a reason or wondering why something looks the way it does, just ask. You'll likely get an answer pretty quickly.
What question do you think kind of got you thinking the most on your Twitch cast? Like a question that somebody asked you and you really had to think about how you were going to answer it.
Honestly, I think it's when people ask about what's taking so long with updates and programming side of things, right? Because on one hand, it's the elephant in the room. It's like, what happened? Why did updates stop? On the other hand, there are, like I say, there's real people, real families, real emotions and personalities behind the project. And I don't necessarily, it's not a good idea to just start going, throwing people under the bus, Mm-hmm. So I think the things that I try to be really careful of is realizing that there's three sides to every story, and I've only got mine. I like to think I'm right, but I know I'm not always. So I'm really careful about answering questions where the answer could, hurt someone, right? So that's probably the trickiest part, is just navigating the personal minefields when publicly discussing a project like this.
This past week on Raw, somebody had a sign that said, "I'd rather be playing No Mercy." How did that make you feel when you heard about that?
You know, if if we've proven anything with our little Pro Wrestling X project, which we've always said, you know, is the spiritual bastard child of No Mercy. That's the you know, altar we worship at is the Aki Games, like No Mercy, right? And we've always said there are tons of people out there who wish Aki was still making games. They're not making wrestling games, unfortunately. We would sure like to take a stab at, you know, putting out our version of, you know, the Aki legacy. And when I see signs like, how many years since No Mercy has it been? 12, 13? To see someone still holding a sign referencing No Mercy on Raw just proves that, you know, we are right. It's not just a couple of us here. There is a really strong, large group of people to whom that style of wrestling game was the pinnacle of fun. And it spurs us forward, absolutely. You know, I mean, if someone was holding up a sign saying, I'd rather be playing backyard wrestling, I'd be sad, yes.
So, as I've made mention to you prior to the start of the interview, you're kind of like a member of the Four Horsemen of indie wrestling developers, and three of your buddies have had a nice share of success lately. Matt Dickey's Wrestling Revolution 3D is a pretty damn good iOS, Android wrestling game. Action Arcade Wrestling 3 is in development. It looks pretty good. It's going to be a little bit more arcadey. And Five Star Wrestling is kind of like an indie darling. Like, all these indie guys and former like WWE guys are playing it on the road. It's getting a lot of talk. Have you learned anything from these guys' successes? What's the relationship like between the four of you?
You know, we all talk to each other. We all support each other. If you see us on social media, we're constantly promoting and sharing stories about other people's games. In fact, I think I had one of the biggest blow-up fights with one of my former employees. He was so mad that I would constantly promote Dave Horn's Action Arcade Wrestling. You know, he's like, what the hell are you doing? You know, you should be burying the competition, not marketing for them. But we honestly, man, it's a pretty small club of people who understand what it's like to try to get an indie wrestling game made. Not a lot of people have done it. So we all have our war stories and can relate to each other's, you know, pain and can really relate to each other's wins and be happy for each other, legit. And as our games progress, it's pretty easy to see that we aren't competing with each other. Everybody has a pretty vastly different take on what their idea of a fun wrestling game is. And they're so different. You know, Matt Dickey taught me, you talk about haters, that guy could not say or do anything for the first probably two-thirds of his career without attracting nuclear heat from people.
Yeah.
He couldn't have been more antichrist than Matt Dickey. But he persevered. He said, you know, screw you all, this is what I want to do. I know where I'm going with this. He was before his time, I think, and when the industry got around to, like, digital distribution, indie stuff on mobile, Matt Dickey was ready, and he proved it. You know, he took it, and people are really digging what he's doing. He's still got the haters, but you know what? And unfortunately, you know, he's been shut down a few times trying to do a few different things. Like, his Steam campaign got just invaded by hate, which was too bad. Dave Horn has definitely taught me, you talk about a tortoise in the hare kind of situation. He started out doing his games nearly the same time I started with Pro Wrestling X, and he just started so small, so humble, with little flash game, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then he would iterate on that and do something a little bigger, and he really has shown the value in taking small, incremental bites, not, you know, unlike Pro Wrestling X, who said, we're going to make the biggest, best wrestling game ever from day one. You know, he was smart. He was like, no, I'm just going to make a humble little wrestling game, and if people like it, I might make another one. And he just kept going. And now I think Action Arcade is probably poised to do gangbuster success. I think he's found where he's got to be with that. His arcade kind of, you know, throwing lightning bolts kind of style, I think, is going to find a lot of people who want that stuff.
Absolutely.
Right?
I mean, you talked before about there's a lot of people that love No Mercy. There's a lot of people that still love WWF, the arcade game. So, you know, it's...
Yeah, WrestleFest, that whole style of stuff, right? Yep. Nobody's doing that anymore. Mm-hmm. Along comes an indie to fill the gap, you know? Mm-hmm. Nobody's doing what Matt Dickey's doing on mobile. An indie comes along to fill the gap. I mean, what we're doing on PC and where we want to go with it, I mean, there's a gap for what we're doing. As we build up Pro Wrestling X, what the other indies have really shown us is that it's a benefit to really pick a strong, identifiable, unique style and deliver that. You know, Pro Wrestling X is going to be more along the lines of, it'll be the Sons of Anarchy or Breaking Bad of wrestling games as it builds out, you know? Nobody's doing that and playing to that, like, you know, grown-up big boy audience, and that's what we want to do, right? So the indies, I'm proud of them all, and if there's anything you can learn from them, it's like, you know, stick to your guns, do what you're going to do, and get it done.
All right, man, is there anything else that you want to say about the current status of the project and what people can look forward to for those who have already purchased the game on Steam?
Well, I just want to thank everyone who jumped on board, you know, with the Steam launch. That was massively, amazingly cool for us to be the first wrestling project of any kind on Steam. I had one of the biggest nerd out moments I ever had when that sucker went live. You know, we kind of stumbled a little bit with the updates shortly after, but I want to tell everyone that, you know, we are making real moves and real progress to address that and get things rolling. And when you see the game updating regularly again, you're going to see, again, a 100% commitment to the core fun, gameplay, and grappling mechanics of the game, which is what we promised from day one, and that's where we're going. So I can't thank everyone enough for their patience and support going forward.
I had to say, like, there was this kind of a hater from Jolly O England, and I was watching a video of his, and he was kind of trashing the fact that the only move was a brainbuster. And I watched the brainbuster like 5 or 6 times, and I'm like, that brainbuster looks exactly like the brainbuster in No Mercy. Like, exactly. So my next question is, what other moves are you going to kind of throw in the next update, if you do? And how are you kind of like trying to mirror the animations in No Mercy as well?
Well, we've already got a bunch of animations in the next development build of the game that we're hopefully going to release shortly. I wish I had the list in front of me, but I don't. But we are really trying to spread out the moves now and work on the strong and weak differences mm-hmm. in the wrestling moves. So we've got a couple of generic weaker moves coming in that every wrestler needs. You know, you got to have the arm drag, a snapmare, mm-hmm. you know. And then, of course, we're working on, you know, everybody's got to have a body slam and stuff like that. So we've got some of the more commonly used moves coming down the pipeline. So they can be shared between more wrestlers and whatnot. That's coming in. No Mercy has always been, you know, our go-to point. People often say, you know, we often joke when people ask for a design document, we tell them, well, you need a Nintendo 64 and a copy of No Mercy. That's our interactive design document. You know, that's what we're shooting for. Shamelessly, man. But the thing is, when you talk about what style of animation we're going for, not necessarily No Mercy. What we're trying to do, which is just equal parts ridiculous, brave, commendable, and stupid, is we're trying to say, what if Aki was making wrestling games right now? What would they look like? That's what we're aiming for. So it's not necessarily No Mercy. It's like, what would guys who love making wrestling games that much, what would their stuff look like today in current gen with the tools and engines we have now? So hopefully it doesn't look like a 13-year-old game necessarily, but you capture that spirit, feel, and flow and pacing of No Mercy. It's fine with me. But hoping the animations don't look like they were done 13 years ago either. I think people have really commented that they're really digging the attention to detail that our animator Cola has been putting on all the animations and whatnot. They're looking pretty cool and they're looking pretty current gen.